Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and joining me today to be able to hopefully encourage you, giving you some insight, some biblical insight about what's going on, and just let you know that even though we may go through a season of testing, at the end of the test is a blessing. Testing, blessing. It's Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
What's going on? You been laying out in the sun?
No.
A little color. Yeah, a little color.
Well, you've been out. Are you kicking back in the sun again?
No.
You're not visiting any locations, are you?
All right.
No, just my deep, dark office.
Okay.
My deep, dark office. I think that radiation is coming off that plant now. I think it's going
to be.
Also joining us is John Ramos.
Hello.
Are you feeling much better?
Yes, I am.
Yes,
I am.
In Jesus' name. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, so many things are happening, and I'm hoping to have this week. Of course, on Thursday, make sure you catch us, at least this week, we're going to have Victoria on that we got a chance to be able to spend some time with this week and up in South Carolina as well. We're looking forward to having her on talking about more about the summit, the Harvest Summit that took place, but also just to watch what God is doing with women in ministry and how it's exciting to see women of faith rise up and just begin to just trust God and begin to move. And it's one of the big encouragements that I think Pat and I had while we were there at the summit was how many women were moving boldly and confidently in their ministries.
Yeah.
Why everybody honored everybody.
Yeah, it was
interesting. The secret is just everybody honoring everybody.
That's right.
And then because we're held personally accountable before God for our lives. So I just want to encourage you, if you are one of God's wonderful creation, one of the women that God's created, and you're wondering, you know, what you should do with the call when God said something to you, you should do it because you're going to be held accountable. Yeah. Think about that. Just like a man stands before the throne of God, the ladies, you're going to stand before the throne of God alone, no witnesses, no suspects, no husbands or religious oppressors to blame. I mean, you got to just stand there and just say, what did you do with what I call? What I called you to do? And that's exciting because a lot of people have been really just like, I know what God's called me to do, but I just feel kind of, I'm in this quagmire about what I do. And what you want to do is obey God. You know, obey God, follow God, and you do that by getting into His scriptures and finding out what God says about us as believers, and that there's neither Jew nor Greek, nor male nor female, but the fact is that we stand alone before the throne of God. And I'm so encouraged because as I was reading the final quest, if y'all call earlier, stuff's moving around in front of me here, but as I was reading the final quest, that predominantly the whole fighting force was made up of, most of it was women and children who were ready to fight for God.
Wow.
You know, they may fight for God. And it's like, thank you that you're willing to fight for God. As a matter of fact, in the sword, Torch and the Sword, it was a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the men at? You know, where's the men at? You know, we need to, you know, men and women, we need to fight side by side to be able to follow the Lord. So I just want to encourage you this morning and listen this week on our program as we talk several things about that, but also Victoria will be on this week, whose father, by the way, is a retired world-renowned evangelist, but he has won many people, Arabs, from the Muslim faith to Christianity and debated many of them and almost lost his life in that. But we'll talk more about that, you know, later on this week. Man, Israel, we got to pay attention to Israel. As everybody celebrates the elections and saying, hey, we've got this thing now. Yeah. It's totally over as we know it. That, you know, all this stuff, the wrong direction the country was going. Now that we have a majority, and there's only 530 folks in Washington, D.C., so there's 300-something million in the nation, and Israel's surrounded. Our president's writing secret letters to Iran, according to CBN, and in the secret letters, it's reported. As a matter of fact, do you have that available to be able to?
Which one?
Okay, hold on 1 second. You can get with him on that. He's writing secret letters to the leaders of Iran, wanting to negotiate about nuclear weapons, ISIS, and this type of thing. And while that's going on, we have Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying, you need to pay attention to this. You know, this is serious stuff. And you have, it took me a while, you know, to walk out of all the religion and the things that were going on where people didn't think it was relevant to pay attention to Israel. They kind of squoze it in like a vacation or something. Oh. I'm going to go see the tomb where Jesus possibly was laid and where the Golgotha, where he was possibly crucified. And I'm going to go to Peter's hometown where, you know, Jesus possibly had his ministry.
Capernaum?
Yeah, Capernaum. And then we're going to go. And it's like, there's a kind of a constant theme here, the word possibly. I'm like, what's up with that? You know, what is up with that? And there are several things going on in Israel. So we'll be talking about that in just a moment. And you'll be able to hear Bibi talking about, you know, getting a viewpoint. And right now, in regards to Israel, you know, we need to listen to God and we need to listen to the leader of Israel talk about what's going on. Understand that, you know, Israel at its widest point right now is around 60 miles or something of that nature, small. Imagine how wide. That's not wide at all. It's surrounded on every side by people who want to see its destruction and pushed into the sea. And our president is writing secret letters to reports are writing secret letters to the one who's building the nuclear weapons, which nobody's even talking about anymore, while a knife intifada, which our Secretary of State John Kerry went and said, you know, reportedly, as you can see on the VFN torch, you can see it for yourself and see what you think.
Yeah.
Even though everything was going great, everything's great, everything's being blessed in Israel, he said, you don't want a third intifada. It's like everything's going good.
Mentioned that? Who came up with that idea?
And now that things didn't go as planned, there is an intifada taking place as we speak. A knife and car and anything you can. Intifada going, which is an uprising, by the way. The word means just uprising against Israel. It's like a mouse running all over this place out here. And a virtual mouse, not a mouse. And thank you. And we're going to be talking about, you know, what's taking place in Israel. And including, we're going to be talking about the night of Kristallnacht, or the actual word for it is Kristallnacht.
Mm-hmm.
And German word. And that is this is the anniversary, you know, November the 9th and the 10th is the anniversary, 76th anniversary, I believe.
Wow.
76 years that suddenly in one night, just like the night of long knives, just one night. Everything can change on a dime in one night. And some of the prophetic words that God's been giving us, you know, we're seeing some things like this, but also we're seeing after it blessing. So, but we got to pay attention. We want to survive the process on the way to the blessing. Mm-hmm. And, but one night they begin to just basically raid all the Jewish
shops
and stores and break all the store glass out. And that's why they called it the Night of Broken Glass or Kristallnacht. That's what it was. And so it was just a tragedy. And that was the beginning of the persecution of the Jews, the Christians, and the unwanted in this principality that had a hold of this man called Hitler and the young people that he had trained up. And right now there's a lot of young people in America that have been trained up. You'd be really surprised if you spend some time talking to them. You think, you know, where did you learn this? Well, where did you get this from? And you find out, they heard it at school. They learned it from their teachers at school. And it's not every school, but it's enough. It doesn't take many. It just takes a percentage of society. And we've given over education to darkness in America. But we got good news, as we've been talking about, and we'll continue to talk about, is the seven aspects of culture that determines whether a nation goes one way or the other. It goes dark way or goes the light way. It goes God's way or not God's way. And we're not called to take over kingdoms. We're called to be able to bring God's kingdom here on earth and begin to have kingdom influence inside of these areas of culture, one of them being education, because God, all the kingdoms of this world are going to become the kingdoms of our Lord and His Christ. I mean, that's the ultimate outcome. And that happens by us going into these kingdoms and beginning to make disciples of the ones that are in those kingdoms and those nations and those type of things. And we begin to determine the way the culture goes. We don't have to just sit back and just let this thing get darker and darker and surrender over education and media and arts and entertainment and business and religion. I mean, look at all what's happening with religion in regards to I mean, it's like, you know, pick your religion. You know, there's so many different gods that are which are not gods at all, being established and recognized. Right. And, you know, Wiccans and the military, and it's just like cranking them out one after the other. And it's like, you know, at some point we got to wake up and say, you know what, even the religious mountain, the religious part of culture, that even the church has lost its voice, even over who God is and how do you get to God, and that who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But we can get it back. We realize, so what happened was religion had come in, you know, men's methodologies of trying to get to God, and, you know, our sin and our darkness that distracted us from our call. And our call is for eternity. Our call is to be up under King Jesus, and for us to receive our orders in his kingdom and to advance his kingdom, not our own. And I believe those things are coming back, and I'm very excited about them. We're going to talk more about that when we get back from the break. When we get back from the break, you're going to hear the reports of how our president's writing these secret letters reportedly to Iran. At the same time, you're going to hear Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu talk about how important we got to pay attention to what's happening in Iran. More when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, 2 locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy.
The Army-Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our 2 locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today.
Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I am pastor of a home church, and we have not filled out the paperwork to get a federal ID tax number. The question is, can the people who donate to our church deduct that from their taxes?
Churches are automatically tax-exempt under the Internal Revenue Code, Section 508. I'm not sure whether you need an ID number or not, but I wouldn't be too concerned about getting an ID number if, in fact, it's required. But what is important for you to know is that you're automatically tax-exempt as a church. If it's a legitimate church activity and a legitimate church structure, you have services, you have worship, you have baptisms, you have communion, these kind of things that make it a legitimate church organization, you're automatically tax-exempt. That means the donations made by your contributors, members of the congregation, are automatically tax deductible.
If you have a legal question or concern, visit us on our website at aclj.org.
We have a great way for you, our VFN Radio listeners, to connect with us beyond the program. So many of our VFN Radio listeners want more. Well, we have more for you. You can go to VFNTV.com and select VFN Torch. When you see the VFN Torch, you'll be able to get our highlights where we take the program beyond just what you hear on the radio. You'll see videos, you'll have pictures, and so much more. Not only will you be able to listen to these and watch more content, but you have the ability to email them to your friends, to your family, and spread the word. Let me tell you something. Take VFN Radio to the next level. Get more by going to VFNTV.com and select the VFN Torch now.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Man, reports are that our president, according to CBN, is writing secret letters to Iran. What's going on? You know, what is happening? You know, what happened? You know, I just encourage our Congress and our Senate to realize that, wake up. You know, the church has to wake up. This is, you know, you're calling, they're calling the prime minister of Israel a whole list of horrific names. They're using the Solowitzki methods of that Lucifer developed in the presence of God years ago when he got thrown out of heaven, that Solowitzki accredits in his book Rules for Radicals, that our president taught it for 4 years, you know, according to the Chicago Tribune, I believe it is. And he was mentored. He and Hillary Clinton were mentored. They're doing this to the Middle East and Israel. We have to pay attention. There is a methodology. It's an intelligent methodology, meaning it's going somewhere. It's not just a sporadic thing. There's something going on here called organizing the Middle East. As the president said, you know, it needs to be organized. And when an organizer says it needs to be organized, you got to look and say, what's your technique? Mm-hmm. And it's like, we got to pray for Israel. We got to pray for Israel. Watch this right here, and we'll be right back. Secret letters being written to Iran.
Sure. Well, in other news, President Obama is reaching out to Iran in the battle against the terrorist group ISIS. Ephraim Graham has that story from the CBN newsroom. Here's Ephraim.
Pat, the president has written a letter to the supreme leader of Iran about the fight against those ISIS terrorists. Both the U.S. and Iran are involved in battles against the Islamic State fighters. But the Obama administration has repeatedly insisted it is not and will not coordinate its military actions with Iran. The Wall Street Journal reports it's at least the fourth time the president has written to Iran's leader. The White House did not tell its Middle East allies about the letter, and some international leaders worry the Obama administration will soften its demands to Iran over its nuclear program.
You're looking at right here, where it's the one that that we have down. Actually, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on his Facebook. On his Facebook has put out a warning to everybody about what's going on right now with Iran. Remember, let me connect some points to you, to us here. Remember that originally, you know, Iran was getting nuclear weapons. President Bush was going, hey, you know, we're gonna stop this. Mm-hmm. And then you had, you know, during the elections when they're running for office, you had Hillary Clinton saying that we will destroy Iran, wipe them off the face of the earth or something like that. Just, you know, destroy them if they get nuclear weapons and something of that nature. That's not a quote, but she was just saying we would just bomb them. And then now you're looking at the spring uprising that took place in the Middle East. And but when Iran wanted to participate in the spring uprising, the Arab Spring, the Green Party was in the streets like everybody else. They wrote a letter to the president, who's writing letters to the leadership of Iran. They wrote a letter to our president saying, will you help us too, like you help the other nations? And the reports are that the letter just sat on the desk. The president didn't even acknowledge the letter till after things were over, and when that uprising ended. And now, the Green Party, who wrote the letter, didn't get a response from our president because of their oppression of the leaders there in Iran. Our president is writing the leaders of Iran, who, by the way, his assistant, Valerie Jarrett, was born in Iran.
Right.
You know, and which is, I mean, anybody can be born in Iran, but it's like, hey, you know, if you're that friendly, more friendly with Iran than you are with America, you know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, we got to pray for Israel. This is about Israel. And of course, yes, the West, I mean, their enemy of radical Islam or people who actually are loyal to the writings of Muhammad, you know, you take over the world with this political system called, you know, a caliphate,
right,
and ran by, you know, Sharia courts and all under the Quran as the law, which means it would supersede things like the U.S. Constitution and things of that nature. And so, you know, you're looking at right now, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying he's trying to get our attention on what they're trying to get our attention off of. Because if you go back, and I encourage you, I say this all the time, but, you know, we're Americans. We have to be told over and over again, and we have to go, you know, it's normally, it gets real painful before we actually go do it. But right now, it's real simple. You can just go to VFNTV.com, go to the VFN Torch, and you can listen to the series organizers of the night versus organizer of the day. And you can understand what's going on. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is trying to shout at us and say, listen, this is what's going on. We got to pay attention to Iran. As a matter of fact, listen right now to his own Facebook post, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, about Iran and paying attention to Iran.
There are reports that the P5 plus one countries are close to a deal with Iran on Iran's nuclear program. I've instructed my office to send a letter to the foreign ministers of the P5 plus one countries. In that letter, I bring verbatim the words of Iran's ruler, Ayatollah Khamenei. The leader of this country that is depicted by some as moderate, the Islamic State of Iran, has said in the last 48 hours, one, that he calls for the annihilation of Israel. His words, not mine. Two, he gives nine ways and reasons of how and why Israel should be annihilated. His words, not mine. He is publicly calling for the annihilation of Israel as he's negotiating a nuclear deal with the P5 plus one countries. There is no moderation in Iran. It is unrepentant, unreformed. It calls for Israel's eradication. It promotes international terrorism. And as the IAEA report just said, it continues to deceive the international community about its nuclear weapons program. This terrorist regime in Iran must not be allowed to become a nuclear threshold power. And I call on the P5 plus one countries, don't rush into a deal that would let Iran rush to the bomb.
Look at this.
Wow.
I mean, look at this. And so we're looking at right now as we speak. I mean, the news just broke, and we haven't talked much about this. We normally it's Satan is a liar, and he's the father of lies. And so when people who are held captive to do his will, surprise, surprise, they don't tell the truth. But then you're looking at one of the formulators of the Health Care Act for America, or they call it Obamacare. He's openly saying at MIT, you know, that we intentionally deceived America. We intentionally didn't tell them the truth because, and he said it in such a way, you know, I was just watching it, even on Fox News, and we have it, but we'll make it available to you on the VFN Torch. You can just watch it. But he says, you have to do this because, you know, basically the American people, the voter is just so stupid.
Wow.
And the thing about it is, we got to ask ourselves, if we believed all that, you know, are we stupid?
Right.
We know they're lying to us. And this is what happens quite often. Is that we think we're going to get something from it. And even though we know it's stupid, we're thinking, you know, we're going to wait and let this thing pan out and see if I get a raise, see if I get a grant, see if I get, I don't have to pay for my health care. See, you know, and the whole time it's like there's something bigger going on. And now he's saying, this is what the prime minister is saying. And this is about, you know, this is about bombing, getting nuclear weapons in the hand of somebody who has an office. They have a ministry. Their ministry is like an office, a minister office. His job is to constantly promote radical Islam and Hamas and all these crews out here, keep them going, reports are, that to destroy Israel. I mean, that's they openly teach it in the schools every day. That's why you see young people coming up and you think, how could a young kid have so much anger in their heart towards Israel? And the reason is they were taught that the whole time. I mean, look at some ignorance is taught to some Americans. You think, how in the world could you even think that way about a person? And it's like they were taught that in their life.
Right.
They were taught that. And so even Hitler, when he was wanting to when he was captive by, you know, Lucifer to do what he did, he went to the young people and began to raise up young people. And he's saying, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying in the last 48 hours, that this guy, the leader of Gaza, you know,
I don't know the leader there is Hamas.
Hamas is declaring that, which is in partnership government with
the
with
Muslim Brotherhood
and Gaza, and that's who was shooting the missiles out of Gaza. That they announced the annihilation, total destruction of Israel. Now they've been teaching this and saying this, but they're publicly saying, let's do it. You know, as a matter of fact, if you got a knife, if you got a car, if you got, you know, whatever you can do. Now we have people getting knifed in Israel. We got people getting, you know, ran over in their cars and, And we're fixing to, you're going to see this firsthand. We're fixing to have a report on this, but understand this, that don't think it's just going to stay in the Middle East. You know, ever how goes Israel, so goes the church.
Yeah.
When Hitler went to begin to have the Nidal Crystal Knot, we're going to be talking about that in a moment, that it began a sudden attack against anything God, anything Christian, anything God. And it was just a suddenly in one night. And we're looking at that happening right now in Israel, the Intifada, this uprising that they're promoting, that our president is pen-palling the leader. I was like, what? What's going on?
It's secret like, letters.
Well, he said openly, and I personally believe, you know, he's been open about everything. He's just saying this is, we need to organize it. And I think he thinks that this is a great way to organize things. But the thing about it is God is real. Mm-hmm. You don't mess with the apple of God's eye. Everybody, every nation will be judged in the Valley of Jehoshaphat, what they did to the land of Israel. You just can't do that. You just got, you know, and it's not going to be good for those who lay their hands on Israel. And even though they may accomplish a few things, it won't be good. When we get back, we're going to see firsthand about this intifada, a knife intifada, incited a clear attack against the Jews in Jerusalem as we speak.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Come follow me. Come follow me. That's what Jesus said. He said, come follow me. What does that mean? It means to be a disciple. It means to follow him. Listen to Francis Chan as he talks about the reality of today's church, and we have to begin to change ourselves and begin to follow him. I'll tell you more about it after Francis. Listen up.
You know, it's just so strange to me what we do in church sometimes with the commands of God. When you were a kid, remember playing Simon Says, you know, or Follow the Leader. Remember Follow the Leader? Some of you that are younger never played it because you can't get the app on your iPhone. But it was something physical. We used to go out and play, you know. We used to move. And you remember Follow the Leader, you know. Leader jumps, you jump, you know. Or Simon says, pat your head, and you pat your head. It's so weird how in the church we change everything. In the church, you know, follow Jesus has become a different game where in following Jesus, you don't actually have to do what he does. You just have to study it. Jesus says is completely different from Simon Says. If Jesus says something, you just have to memorize it or study it. What about making disciples? What about actually becoming like Jesus? Man, I've got four kids, and if I asked one of my kids, if I told my oldest daughter, hey, Rachel, go clean your room. And what if she comes back to me, you know, an hour later and goes, Dad, I memorized what you said. I can quote it verbatim. In fact, I can say it in the Greek now. She knows I'm not going to go, oh, that's awesome, baby. Or if she says, Dad, I had a bunch of friends over and we did a little study on what it would look like if we cleaned my room. Here's all the notes. It's going to be a 5-week study. You guys, she knows that doesn't fly with me. You guys, why were these commands given? Was it for us to memorize and study and on and on and on and just study them to death? And then at the end of our lives, we're going to go, God's going to say, wait, I asked you to make disciples. I asked you to baptize. How many people did you lead to the Lord? How many people did you teach to obey everything? Because that's what I asked you to do while you were on that earth.
Just think about it. You think about it. Although it's kind of funny, it's kind of true, isn't it? Jesus said this. He said in Matthew 7, 22-23, he said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles. Then he'll say, and he'll tell them plainly. He says, I'll tell them plainly. I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. Listen, we have to know him. We're supposed to follow him. We're supposed to abide with him. Apart from abiding him, it's impossible to do what's required of us and expected of us. But I'm telling you, it's nothing like it. Listen, we have a plan for you, a simple abiding plan. You can go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and request your free plan today. That's at iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
A coming land grab. Some of the prophetic words we've been delivering to you, John Kilpatrick, Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence. We had him on, and he was talking about, you know, how these things are coming into focus. We're seeing some things happen. Also, months to bury the dead, 7 years to burn the weapons. And it's just like this thing is just cranking up and moving. And now you're looking at exactly what John Kerry, Secretary John Kerry, said was going to happen, happening now. An intifada rising up, uprising in Israel, being promoted, as you heard right before the break, by these very ones that we're sending your money to, taxpayer money's going to. We're supporting. We, America, is supporting jihad. America is actually writing checks to support Islamic holy war because we're sending money in there and supporting Hamas and these different ones through, you know, allegedly through these governments who are standing up right now. And the leader of Gaza standing up and just saying, hey, as a matter of fact, take a look at this right now. This is CBS News reporting about even promoting a knife intifada. Just grab a kitchen knife. Do whatever you can to begin to hurt and harm Jews.
Other news. Once again, people in Jerusalem are facing the threat of Palestinian terrorism, but this time not with bombs or guns. Instead, the terrorists use knives and cars. John Jessup has that story from our CBN News Bureau in Washington. Here's John.
Pat, Israel says the Palestinian Authority is behind a sharp increase in terror attacks because Palestinian leaders accuse Israel of trying to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque. On Tuesday, two Palestinians apparently took that message to heart when they killed two Israelis. Chris Mitchell brings us the latest from Jerusalem.
Palestinians tweeted, "The knife intifada has begun." Knife-wielding Palestinians murdered two Israelis in separate terror attacks on Monday. A terrorist stabbed a 20-year-old soldier to death at a Tel Aviv bus stop in the afternoon. A few hours later, another terrorist stabbed a 26-year-old woman to death at the same bus stop where three Israeli teenagers were kidnapped and murdered by Hamas terrorists in June. They're the latest in a series of Palestinian terror attacks carried out using everyday items like cars and knives to murder Israelis. Israel blames the Palestinian Authority for inciting Palestinians to terror.
This incitement calls for the use of all means, as they call it, in order to make sure that Jerusalem, and especially the Temple Mount, is clean from Jews.
Yossi Kupervasa from the Ministry of Strategic Affairs told journalists earlier that speeches like this one by PA President Mahmoud Abbas, known as Abu Mazen, is causing the trouble.
It is not enough for us to say that there are defenders. We must all become defenders of Al-Aqsa. It is not enough for us to say the settlers might come to Al-Aqsa Mosque. They did come, and they must not be allowed in the complex. We must prevent their entrance into the complex by any means possible.
Hamas, which is part of Abbas's Palestinian government, was more explicit.
Even he who owns nothing but his faith has a kitchen in his house in which he has a knife. He must grab his knife and confront the Zionist enemy. Another one owns no weapon but does own a car. He must push down on the gas pedal in order to take revenge of the settlers who corrupted the land and defiled the Al-Aqsa Mosque. I say there must be an uprising now.
This was in my mind understood by the people on the ground as a license to do things underground.
In response to the attacks, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said they would fight the incitement from the Palestinian Authority.
Those who protest against the state of Israel and in favor of the Palestinian state, I say to them, simply move there, to the Palestinian Authority or Gaza. I promise you that the state of Israel will not make it difficult for you. But for those who stay here, we will make it difficult if you are a rioter or a terrorist.
Palestinians claim Al-Aqsa is in danger because a growing number of Jewish Israelis want the right to pray on the Temple Mount. It's the site of two Jewish temples in Bible times, but Palestinians say the temple in Jewish history here never existed. The Israeli government says they'll defer to the Muslims and maintain the status quo. That means for now only Muslims can pray on the coveted plateau. In the meantime, Israelis are dealing with the possibility of terror attacks any place, any time. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
Thanks, Chris. Pat, more and more Mideast unrest.
Well, just imagine, ladies and gentlemen, what it would feel like in Chicago or New York or Philadelphia or Los Angeles if everybody was carrying a knife and everybody who rode a bus or rode a subway or walked in a pedestrian mall could be the subject of a knife attack. Now, that's a terrible prospect. I mean, a terrible prospect. What would you do? Would you harm everybody, give everybody a gun, have them all with pistols? I mean, it could be an armed encampment, and there would be terror constantly. Who would want to live in a society like that? Well, you wouldn't. Well, that's what's going to happen in Israel, is these people, every time an Israeli gets on a bus, the person riding next to him, if he happens to be a Palestinian, might stick a knife in his ribs. That isn't a pleasant prospect. And the thing is that the authority, the actual leadership of the Palestinians, is calling on its people to stick knives into Israelis. They're asking them to do that. If they haven't got a knife, take a car, drive a car into a group of unarmed civilians and kill them. Now, that isn't a pleasant prospect. Why do we dignify these people? Why do we give them aid? Why do we give them money? Something has to be done, and this Abu Mazen is supposed to be a moderate. Think what would happen if the real terrorists were in control, and it looks like Hamas probably is. So if there was ever a time to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, it's right now.
This is a you look at all these things coming together, and we have all this available for you on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and begin to look at the prophetic words and news over Israel and see how things tie together. And, you know, if it has to be selfish reasons, realize this. Ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And if the Jew is going to be persecuted, the Christian, first the Saturday people.
Yep.
Then the Sunday people. Yeah. That's what they say. That's the whole chant. First the Saturday people, then the Sunday people. For those that understand that when the Jews come together in their temple, it's on Saturday, on the Sabbath. And Christians, you know, predominantly are known to meet on Sundays. And that's what they're talking about. First the Jew, then the Christian. JJ, if you haven't yet listened to that, you need to be able to hear that. And so the prime minister is standing up and saying, stop. But our president is writing, you know, these secret letters reportedly to the people who are actually fueling this thing. These weapons they're finding inside of Gaza have made in Iran on the side of them. They got stamped on the side of some of these weapons, the reports are by CBN. So what happened 76 years ago? 76 years ago was Kristallnacht. This was a particular leader, one man who had a vision to be able to take over. He wanted to take over the world. He figured he could organize the whole world and take it over. He was controlled by Lucifer, but that's what he thought in his own mind. His name was Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the Night of Long Knives, where he changed his political opposition by killing over 100 political oppositions in one night. Long knife meaning he went and killed them all in one night and took over, and the people cheered. They thought, great, we're going to finally get some things worked out here. They thought their representatives were actually their problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next thing you know, there was Kristallnacht, and Kristallnacht was in 1938, November 9th and 10th, where they began to go through and destroy Jewish stores. Take a look at this.
It was 75 years ago that Germany's Nazi Party stepped up its campaign of persecution against Jews over 2 days of terror known as Kristallnacht, or the Night of Broken Glass. commemorations are being held globally to mark the coordinated attacks in Germany and Austria by the Nazis' paramilitary wing and non-Jews. Synagogues were torched, businesses looted, and over 30,000 Jews were arrested for deportation to concentration camps. The persecution of Jews started in Germany in 1933, but Kristallnacht is seen as the event which intensified the violence which eventually led to the Holocaust. Survivors remember the time when the Nazis rose to power in the 1930s. One survivor, 89-year-old Szlomo Walkowicz, a Polish-born Jew, fled Germany occupation and went to live in the town of Zolochiv in current western Ukraine. In 1941, Zolochiv's Jewish population were taken to a local fortress and forced to remove rotting bodies of hundreds of victims from a mass grave. Walkowicz endured 4 years of torture and persecution, including being shot when Nazis opened fire. He says he had no time to be scared. The thought of what could happen next preoccupied him. After the war, it took time for him to realize what happened here and there. 90-year-old composer Ursula Mamlock lost almost everything except for her grand piano, which she was able to take into exile in Ecuador. She says people were too scared to go into the streets after the synagogues were set on fire. A chemist shop in her street owned by Jews was destroyed as men stood in file preparing to be taken to concentration camps.
History repeats itself when we don't pay attention. Insanity right now is coming out of Israel's leadership and saying, pay attention. This is what happened to us in the past. That's why they say we will not be silent anymore. We will not be silent anymore. And that's why we are standing up for God and country in that order and Israel. We're saying we will not be like past generations. We're going to stand up and say, God, no matter what, we're going to stand up for Israel. That's what we're telling you right now. Understand, most folks are not going to even pay attention to what's going on. And that's what happened during this time that was going on. As a matter of fact, I want you to take a look at this when you're going to see what took place. Look at this pictorial. I want you to get it because this is the anniversary of that 76 years. And we're going to show you what we're going to do thanks to our partners and sponsors. And what we're going to do is VFN TV is we're going to stand publicly with the first congregation in the entire state of Florida. We'll tell you more. Get back. Watch this. Take a look at this now. We at VFN-TV, remember, we will not be silent. We will not forget. And to be able to take a public stand, not only with all of our broadcasts and our radio and television and social media and all that, but we have had engraved on crystals, you can see right here, I think we have it right here, you can see it, that it says on this crystal right here, it says, VFN-TV stands with Israel and our Jewish brothers. We remember and we shall not be silent. Isaiah 62, 1. That's Kristallnacht, November the 9th through the 10th. We remember. We remember and we think about Yohanna. Yohanna, who was one of the ones who called in the original days of the launch of VFN-TV. And she says, you are a prophetic trumpet. You know what? She was a child during Kristallnacht. Mm-hmm. And the mayor of that city determined that her parents and her were going to go to a concentration camp. And immediately he was struck with cancer in his throat and he died. And he died. And they were able to escape. And now she is in America today. This we cannot repeat this. Like I said, you know, we are going to go to Temple Bethel that was established in 1876. The first Jewish congregation in Florida, and say, you know what? We stand with you, the Jews. We stand with Israel.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, 2 locations to better serve you. So when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy.
The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today in one of our 2 locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today.
Torch, by the way, if you haven't gone to the VFN Torchlight, you need to go to VFNTV.com. And in the menu, it says VFN Torch. There's all types of aspects to be able to just quick information at a moment's notice. Any topic that you can imagine probably is in there. And a biblical perspective, you know, what's actually happening. But what does the Word of God say about this? Including prophetic words of knowledge and wisdom that has been shared. So if you get a chance, go to VFNTV.com and click on the VFN Torch in the menu there. Joining me today, of course, is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
How's it going?
Going good.
Very good.
How are you?
Doing good. I really enjoyed our time at the Dream Center Sunday.
Yeah,
did you enjoy
did
that?
Did you?
Yeah. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, I was trying to keep your identity secret.
You did a great job.
I did everything.
I appreciate
but,
that.
Yeah.
That was very nice.
I was given a great, great example of humility or something like that. What was it?
Humiliation?
Humiliation.
One of the two.
Yeah, and I had to think quickly, you know, and the first thing I thought about was that man you picked up and threw out of the office years ago.
No, I didn't touch him.
You didn't touch him. Oh. You didn't have to in those days.
Right.
It was like, you know, just speaking as like Spider-Man.
You might want to, you know, use that door over there.
Well, he shouldn't have talked about anything about your IQ. I mean, if anybody knew anything at that time, you did not threaten anything about, because you're so smart, he didn't understand how intelligent you were, you know, and what you didn't have in intelligence, you made it through Braun. You were huge. Remember that?
No.
He used to come to work and go, I was like, amazing. You could bench at least 125. Wasn't it 125? It was mentioned at that time.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you letting me be able to share that.
Yeah.
But, you
no
know,
problem.
It's so funny. You can have all these intentions about lifting weights and all that, and then you can think about it and go,
what was I thinking?
What was I doing
already?
What you do is you just gain weight and you pick yourself up every day. You know, I'm benching. I ain't going to tell you what I'm benching every day.
Yeah, right.
Squatting, I guess they would say.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
My goodness, we are standing with Israel, but we're also standing, as you saw during the break, for our veterans. I am so thankful for the men and the women who said, yes, you know, we will defend the country. I'm kind of sorry how we've been dishonoring you with not taking care of the veterans. But I'm encouraged, as I saw the former Secretary of State interviewed with the CEO of Starbucks, which was awkward, but they're on each other's boards now. But they've replaced the leaders of, we think, Congressman Jeff Miller, who leads up that committee.
Yes. Yeah.
That if you're wondering, Congressman Jeff Miller is the one that leads up the VA committee right there. They've replaced the leadership of VA, and obviously I guess the president appoints that person. But what they said, this is what the former Secretary of Defense said. He
Leo
said,
Panetta.
"Was not Liam? No, 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 no.
Secretary of Defense.
Yeah, just the most recent one, not Panetta. But he was there.
Hagel. Chuck Hagel.
No,
well, he's the current one.
It's not. Yeah, he's definitely the current one. It's kind of quiet. Anyway, so anyway, he said that Congress needs to support the new leader of the VA, because they cannot, the people who are responsible allegedly for these deaths and not taking care of folks, they cannot even be fired. They're still on the payroll today. But he said with the leadership of Congress, they could support this particular new leader, and they could change things. We need to take care of our vets.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. They've given up life, limb. They've given up spouses. They've given up, you know, the way that life's going to go for them in so many different ways. And this experience, the mental experience of having to fight for the freedom to come back, to the worst mental experience, to see America giving up what they fought for, you know, and by God's grace, we see that turning around over a period of time. But we owe it to them if they say yes. And so, you know, today is Veterans Day. We want to remember, you know, on November the 11th, we want to remember our veterans, and not just for today, but every time that you see a man or woman in uniform. That's what I love about, you know, President Bush. President Bush was right there in the airport, and I think it's called Bush Airport in Texas, when they were coming back from Iraq, and he was shaking hands and he was hugging the lady soldiers and patting them on the back. I'm thinking, wow,
that's awesome.
What gratitude is that? That was just such, it's like, oh, there's kindness, you know, there's caring, because they cared for us, and the soldiers were so encouraged to have the president Wow. Shaking your, of course, he was not president at that time. President Obama's president, but he's, of course, former president.
Sure.
And he and his wife were standing there just giving them hugs and shaking them, saying thank you. We want to say thank you from VFN TV. We want to say thank you to all of our veterans. You know, our studios are right close to Naval Air Station, Pensacola. Mm-hmm. They're close to the Naval Education Training Command for everybody out there that's listening and watching around the world. Also, Whiting Field, and where they made Moab, the mother of all bombs, and Whiting Field in the Fort Walton area out there, which is that first original bunker buster bomb that hit, you know, in the palace of Hussein. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for standing up for us, and we just pray the Lord would bless you, that you'll be fruitful, your family will be blessed, your finances will be blessed, and that you will know this God who created this universe and this earth, that he loves you, he's got a plan for your life, and all of a sudden the fruition of the plans of the Creator come to pass in your life through his Son, Jesus Christ. God bless you, God bless your family, and God bless your kids. And for every child and every spouse that lost your loved one, your father, our hearts go out to you. We're praying for you. Be strong, stand strong. America's going to stand with you when we get our act together. It's going to be getting together really, really soon. God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless. Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, Click on the podcast. Choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer, or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.